You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have international trainer and speaker, Executive Director for BNI Heartland, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing great. We are in the depths of member extravaganza in all of our regions, and Vince and I get to spend a little car time together. So we might have some great topics coming up on the podcast, or we might have some ridiculous topics coming up on the podcast.
Could be both.
But the topic today, I want to start with actually sales, because Vince, you've been in sales in the past, right?
I have been.
Travel agency, insurance.
Multi-line insurance, yeah.
Is there anything else I'm missing on that sub? I know you worked at Subway, but that's not really sales.
That's not really
right?
Sales.
Sandwich making.
Sandwich artist, I believe, is what I was known as
right.
Back then.
I was a sandwich artist, but it was at Arby's in college, because I think yours was college too, right?
High school.
Oh, very impressive. I guess my timeline.
Were you in diapers then?
No, we are not that different in age.
Close enough.
That's more against you than me, just to be very clear.
Fair enough.
Okay, so anyways, so I went to a sales training back when I was working in the countertop industry, and what the sales trainer said really has followed me my whole life through everything that I've done once I heard it. What he said was, when you're selling through desperation, people can smell it like garlic on your breath.
You got to do this with me, Brandon. You got to.
Yeah, today
I need you to do it.
Sign on the dotted line, right? Versus when you sell through inspiration, then your clients or your sales call, they want to go with you along the path, and you can get them to that point of sales.
It really goes in line with Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why, that we talk so much about. When people have that emotional connection or they're inspired by you, they want to work with you.
Right.
They want your product. They could care less what it is. Mm-hmm. If they like you, they're going to buy it.
Yes. People buy from friends, all that great stuff, right? And wow, we could talk about building relationships and how much a referral.
It's a different podcast.
I know
Brandon.
It is, but a referral really leads to that much faster. So I use that inspiration versus desperation a lot, because I think in sales you see it a lot, especially if you're on a sales team. But let's look at other areas that you may say that, specifically a BNI chapter. If they are losing members, or if you know they're not as large as the other chapters in the area, they really go to desperation mode.
Well, and it's not even if they're small versus large or they're declining. It's if they... If a chapter hasn't had visitors in a long time, they get desperate for visitors. A core group that we talk about, they'll feel like they can't get that next visitor or that next member to get them over the hump, so to speak, and they become desperate.
Right.
And you're right, it comes through in everything that they do, they say, their nonverbals, which are huge.
I have a good story on that one.
That could be a whole nother really podcast could, again.
Okay, I'm going to throw this in. I'll make it short. I was on a sales call. This is when I was doing countertops. And she asked me a question. And I raised my eyebrows. And she goes, oh, you raised your eyebrows. I must be right. I was like, all right. So you read my body language.
So there's a person that whenever this person meets with Chris and or myself, he always comments about how he can read Chris's face and know exactly what she's thinking. So I totally understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, think about the chapters. Think about it as a chapter first. When members are inspired, when members are proud of their chapter, they're sharing the success of their chapter. Mm-hmm. They're sharing the success of themselves with their colleagues, their friends, their business associates. When they're not as proud, they're not sharing it with them. And then they become even more desperate. It's like, Brandon, you've got to come here with me. And there's not really a why behind it. And
right.
I think it really does go back to what I said, you know, Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why. Too often, and it's partially because it's too easy to say, this is all the things we do and this is all the benefits of it. Oh, and by the way, this is why it's so important.
Yep.
Instead of this is why I believe in something. This is why it's important. This is why it's important to me. And then once you get my why, this is what we do, and these are the results that you get. And it really should be like that when you are inspiring visitors, first and foremost, to right. become members. When you are inspiring your chapter to go for that next goal, whether it's getting the chapter more referrals per member or doing more one-to-ones or, I don't know, whatever it
education.
Might be.
Education. What about upping education in the chapter? And I talk about task versus purpose too. I don't want to tie too many things into this. It is. But I feel if you present education at the chapter in an inspiring way, they're encouraged to go and listen to that podcast or do those educations and turn in those slips versus if it's out of desperation. Hey, we're all trying to move one up in our power of one. So let's do more education. It may not translate as well to the chapter level.
Totally agree. So we've been talking about something a lot lately, and it's a word that starts with E called enjoyable.
Yes.
Is it more enjoyable to do something with someone you're inspired by or that you feel they're doing it out of desperation?
I like that.
What's the answer?
Inspired. Absolutely. Because you want to follow them.
Absolutely. So when you think about how you as a member are inviting people, asking people to do one-to-ones, talking about testimonials, whatever it is, be inspiring and let them be inspired by. And it's really important that you are, and I said it quite clearly, I hope, you are inspiring is important because then people are inspired by you. If you come across as I did this as a task with no purpose, as right. you referenced earlier.
Right.
There's more desperation in that. I did it because I had to, not because I was inspired to. So it's really important for you as members to be inspiring, and that's going to be what brings new members, brings more referrals. Let's go back to why we're in BNI. We're in BNI to get more referrals. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother podcast that we could talk about.
We have
about.
Like seven whole other podcasts on here, conversations.
Exactly. Clearly, we haven't recorded enough podcasts, you and me.
You would, yes, I would 100% agree with that.
So anyway, I hope that what we're getting across is that we're inspired to do more podcasts, and you should be more inspired to inspire others to invite, inspire others to do one-to-ones, chapter education units. At the end of the day, it's really be inspiring.
I like that. Let's talk about what is inspiring. Because once again, if you are, let's say, a chapter of 15, okay, and you know that there's chapters around you that are in the 30s and 40s in your area, you could take the desperation side of that and be like, well, we're not as big as the other chapters, but we're really good at closed business versus, look, we do awesome closed business and we would love to have you be part of that. We have a contact sphere that you fit in. There's so many different ways to push out that inspiration. And I guess that kind of sounded like the why concept, right? It wasn't, well, we're not the biggest chapter. It was, we have great thank you for closed business. You need to remember that inspiration side. And like you said, Vince, when inviting, when doing everything, I even think when asking for a referral during your weekly presentation, because you could say, well, I'm really looking for a business that has 20 or less employees versus I'm looking for a business that has 20 or less employees because I can help them. To me, that would inspire those members to want to pass that referral to you even. And I guess it comes down to excitement, which I have no lack of, I have been told.
I believe I heard you called on a national webinar recently.
Yep.
The most exciting or enjoyable person, the happiest person she knows.
Something like that, yeah.
And I thought to myself, yeah, he is.
You know,
he's happy. He is.
So the sad part of that is before she said my name, as she was describing, I was like, is this me? And I was like, oh, it is me. Cool. Which Vince did text me that I was going to be called out, and I didn't see the text. But
I've recently heard people, and I've heard a lot of weekly presentations just in the last few days or weeks that – you see really or hear really, really good ones, and they're very clear on who their target market is and why. And then you hear others that it's kind of like, I just thought of what I was going to say.
Yep.
And to me, you might not think of that as desperation in the way that we're talking about being desperate, but it is a little bit of, I'm desperate. What am I going to say after you speak versus right. I planned this ahead of time. So think about it even with your weekly presentations. In order to be inspiring, you got to plan ahead. You got to practice. You can't just come up with it right now, Brandon, when you're done speaking. Oh, and hi, I'm Vince, and this is my business, and this is what I want to talk about, and it's just it's not so much desperation as it is lack of preparation.
Preparation. Yep.
Wow. That's what another Asian.
Don't do we have we?
It's not another podcast.
Nope. We're gonna not touching that one. So. And I think preparation is probably the underline of this, because the more you're prepared, the more confident you can be. Confidence comes out as inspiration because you are proud of what you're doing. You're prepared for what you're doing. And I even think when it comes to inviting, having a plan, being prepared goes a lot further than, you know what, I'm going to invite when I know the time is right. Well, if you do that, the time may never be right.
And how do you know the time is right for me? How do you know the time is right for them? There's a saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today.
Now.
It's the same thing with inviting. Don't wait till tomorrow. Invite today.
I like that. Let's close on that. So, I'm going to throw this in there. So, be inspired by your chapter. Be inspired by your fellow members. And thank you for closed business, your one-to-one number, your referral number, whatever it is that you are most proud of. Just share that beyond, because I promise you, when you're inviting, when you're asking for those referrals, if you give it, if you express inspiration in there, you will see better results, right?
Love it.
And for our listeners, just a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, I know this was my idea because I the whole sales thing, but I think this went in a great direction.
Brandon?
Yep.
I never say thank you to you on a podcast.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that big time. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.